Radio Mobile.
DJW, KF4NXY.
Well, it's good afternoon now. It's past noon. How you doing, David?
Fairly well. Got a few little things lined up to do this afternoon, but not too busy of a day going on.
First visit to the Social Security Administration's office. Boy, was that a learning experience.
Yeah, I bet it was. Yeah, my wife just retired recently, and I didn't go with her for all that fun.
There must have been 100 people sitting around in that room, all looking at whoever comes through that door. Good thing all I had to do was drop off some documents in a drop-off box.
Yeah, you didn't want to be one of them 100 people waiting to see somebody.
Way outside today. I guess that cold air makes it nice and clean. You can see for a long way. I was up on top of the hill at Pelham Road and Edwards Road, and you can see forever.
Yeah, it's turned off nice out there. Get, you know, maybe just a little bit warmer, and be good bike riding weather.
Or a motorcycle.
Oh, definitely. I'm way too old to pedal a bicycle.
If I get my Peugeot out of the attic, but the motorcycle's a whole lot easier.
A lot more fun to me. Bicycle too much like work.
When I was younger, and it was fun. It was, I get tired when I was like climbing Paris Mountain or something like that. I get wore out. But going on flat level ground, I could go all day long. It was a lot of fun.
I need to do something to get in shape. The shape I'm in is round.
Boy, and then everything I read up on atrial fibrillation said that you're weak cardiac. And weak cardiac comes from not used, kind of like any muscle. You don't use it, it gets weak. So I decided to start exercising. And I feel a whole lot better since I started that.
My wife's got AFib, and she's got an exercise bicycle back there. She does 10 miles a night on, and she goes to the gym 3 times a week. Matter of fact, that's where she's going right now, her and a friend of hers. So she's getting there.
One point. And when I started doing that before all of his tests were done, the doctor's tests. I started doing that exercise, and it went down. I mean, it had been going up more and more frequently. And after I started that exercise, and it went down a lot on its own. The medication, I don't know if it was the medication he gave me or if it was my exercise that made the biggest difference. But the two of them made the AFib go away just about completely. Not quite completely. I'll stick it at like once every other month, which is nothing compared to getting it every other day.
You don't get it, you know, every day or every other day like she was doing for a while there. So, you know, that's good. But I don't know what seems to trigger it. I don't know if it's stress or not enough sleep or what, which, you know, we've had a little more than usual stress lately. But, you know, sometimes she'll go a couple weeks and no AFib, and then she'll have it for a couple of days.
That's the same way it was for me, not more. I did have, it had been like 6 weeks since I had it till this weekend. And then Saturday, I noticed I was in it, and I checked that my Apple Watch will tell me if I'm in it or not. And I was in it. And it didn't take but 4 hours to come out of it. It used to be before I started exercising, it would last the whole day, and I'd have to wait till I go to sleep, and a deep sleep would get me out of it. Go into a deep sleep and then come out. But, none of that started till I got ready for retirement, and that's when it all started. So I think you're right. I think it's stress-related more than anything else.
Well, she goes with a friend of hers over to the YMCA, and they kind of work out, and they got an exercise pool, you know, swimming pool over there they work out in for a while, and it kind of makes the exercises where they're not as hard on your body, you know, doing them in the water.
get that same concern, you know, like running on a treadmill, you're like pounding your joints the whole time you're running on a treadmill, or just running down the road. It's hard on you. Riding bicycles, you're not pounding your joints like that, so it's a whole lot better. And that elliptical is what I use. We had an elliptical for many, many years at home, and nobody ever used it. Probably didn't have 10 miles on it. And I started using that. I put that thing to work, and I do 30 minutes every morning on it. And now, 10 years after we bought it, finally starting to get our money's worth out of it. But, and that's, you know, in the comfort of the house with the temperature doesn't change and all of that stuff. You can just, and you're not like going up hills and down hills. So that's kind of like the water thing. It's easy on your body, but it gets your muscles and your heart rate up.
Yeah, and that's the deal with this. It's a recumbent, what they call it, bicycle, where you're kind of leaning back on the seat and it, and, this is not as much stress on you. But, yeah, we do have a treadmill in there in another room that's been a coat hanger for years. I guess that's what it's going to continue to be unless I get in there and start using it, which, yeah, I need to do more than I do. But I've got some back issues along with the diabetes and a few other things, so. Anyway, I can make excuses all day long, but one of these days I'm going to have to get busy.
Absolutely correct. I never did it. I never exercised. I used to go to work every day, and there was a place downstairs at work that you could go work out. And when we would go off on trips, my colleagues would, at the motel, they would be in the gym early in the morning. I'd be writing code. They'd be in the gym in the afternoon. I'd be upstairs writing code in my room. And then we'd go into wherever we were, and they'd be just, you know, refreshed from all of their exercise, and I wouldn't be. I figured my body doesn't need it, but I was wrong. They were smart. I was not. But I got one scare from that AFib, not knowing what that was, and that put me on the right track. I just needed that one, hey, pay attention, right? And that's all it took.
My wife can definitely tell when the AFib is happening, and like you, she's got the Apple Watch, and it'll confirm it. Well, enjoy talking with you. Be careful out there, out and about. I'll be heading out in a little while myself. Like I say, I got some errands to run this afternoon, but enjoyed catching up with you. Enjoyed the meeting that we were at. Learned a fair amount about, you know, solar power and applications and backup power, and might try some of that myself. So, anyway, and be clear on yours.
The idea of not having to run jumper cables all over the house when the generator's on is what was very appealing to me. I might try that myself. Anyway, good talking to you. K4XYW4DJW Mobile.
DJW, K5WLL.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. That is afternoon. I didn't even realize that. I just got done working out in the yard trying to mulch some of these leaves up before the next round of leaves fall, so. Gail and I are getting ready to go out and do some errands. So, heard you in here. I thought I'd just give you a shout. And have you got your jumper cable made yet?
The oven outlet made next to the box. Either I'd have to do both of those, but that does sound very appealing. Opposed to, you know, the what I'm doing now, getting all the jumper cables running from one room to another, and having a very limited number of outlets that work. So I'm planning on doing that. Yeah, and I'm looking at the leaves on the trees now, and I'm seeing most of them are down. I've been doing it every other day, trying to keep the lawn free of leaves so that it can get sunshine on the grass blades to make the roots grow as deep as they can grow before the winter gets here. So next spring they'll have healthy roots. But man, getting those leaves, thinking that chore is coming to an end. Anyway, I won't keep you. I know you're getting ready to go out, but good talking to you. I'm hoping to get something like Johnny discussed built and applied before the need for the next generator need.
Roger that. Yeah, I'd have to get a generator to start with. I don't have a generator yet. But we've been really fortunate in our neighborhood that we've not lost power but maybe a few times in the last 20-some years. So, and it hadn't been due to weather. It's been mainly due to car accidents. But anyways, I'll let you go. Yeah, I've been trying to keep up with both yards and a neighbor's yard about every couple of days or so, and at least mowing them over with a mulching lawnmower to mulch them down. So I try not. I gave up on raking years ago and just mulch them now. But anyways, we'll talk to you later. And 7-3 for now. W4DJW, KE5WLO, clear.
Very good talking to you. W4DJW mobile.
W4DJW, KE4BWA.
What's going on?
Hey, I've got a little something that's come up. I'm going to my building right now, and I'm supposed to be the contractor there at exactly 1 o'clock, and I shouldn't be more than about 5 to 10 minutes with him, so go ahead and start without me. And I've got my laptop, and I've got my hotspot, so I can jump in just as soon as I get clear of these guys, okay?
Not quite home yet, and we got another 40 minutes, so it should be fine, unless you have a lot of waiting you got to do. But we'll do that.
Dave, and like I said, just as soon as I can get clear of these guys, I'll jump into the meeting.
Be safe. No speed. W4DJW.